Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Hey, Maria, you look cute, sis.
You look cute, too. Let me borrow them glasses. You know, I need those.
I need to put these on with your hat and get it popping. welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Yes. And do you know what today is?
Tomorrow will come and I can't wait.
It's our anniversary. It's our podcast birthday. Hey. Yes. Happy 1 year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. It's our anniversary. It's our birthday. L'Oreal and I have been rocking strong every single week for 1 year today. Happy
Woo!
Birthday.
Wait, where's the champagne?
Hey. Hey, mine and you know, I got my little drink in my little cup.
I don't got no drink.
Drink on these topics, because baby, this was not a short media week. When I tell you, it went down and not the way you like it. Now, there's a woman who donated her kidney to her boyfriend, then he broke up with her.
What?
Girl, we're going to undress that in just a second. As Nick Cannon undresses his body insecurities and what he has to do while getting intimate with the woman. Okay. We're going to address that in a minute. My question is, are you hiding your man, L'Oreal, or your woman, people out there, on social media? Huh? Mm. Is social media getting bigger? I'm going to talk about it.
We're also going to talk about knowing how to divorce a family member, because some of them, it's time for them to get snip. Also, it's going to go down in my DMs like it does each and every week. I'm going to let y'all into my business. As always, that's nothing different. And for our final question to address, you already know it gets crazy, so this happens.
Not only did you not invite me on a trip, but you took my friend, and y'all didn't even tell me.
Oh, man. It's going down. So make sure you listen and hear how we address all this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you exclusively by Macy's.
I don't know if you're just super, super late this year, but Valentine's Day is literally around the corner. But you do want to make sure that you get something for your loved one, something for that someone special. Now, luckily, Macy's has got you covered. So it might be a new person you just started to date, or somebody that you've dated forever and they have everything. We have a gift finder at Macy's, and it's absolutely amazing. You can find gifts for under $25 if you want to. Yeah, so if you need some inspiration, you can go out and check out some really great ideas at Macy's.com/gift finder.
That's right. Macy's has the best gifts for cozy nights in, because we love those. Date nights out, because we love to go out to eat. Yep. Or when you're treating yourself, celebrating Galentine's Day, which is always fun. Yes. And luxe gifts for those who like the finer things in life, you know, like us.
Like you.
Oh, just me? Just me, diamond glasses? Okay. We'll find the most sought-after gifts from Macy's. Their best brands like Martha Stewart Collection. She always has it on point for the house. Dior, Kendra Scott, and Coach. Coach has really been showing out.
The new collection is bananas. The new designer is killing it.
Killing it. And you know, Michael B. Jordan been looking good in them ads, too.
And so has Meg Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion has been looking incredible as well. Mm-hmm. But don't forget to treat yourself, because that's the most important person at the end of the day. You deserve a delightful fragrance, a like self-care beauty routine, or jewelry. Everybody loves jewelry, all girls, jewelry. Women, all of us. And again, all you got to do is go to Macy's.com/gift finder.
Oh, I'm using that. I'm using that.
Guaranteed. They always are on point. I needed that because I was shopping for somebody that got everything. And, you know, just get to the little questions and then they're going to help you with everything.
That's the coolest part of the little questions you put in, and it streamlines it for you.
Exactly.
Now, my question is this first topic. Could this man have gotten what he needed at Macy's? A 30-year-old woman gets on TikTok to share a story about her boyfriend who was living with a chronic kidney disease. His kidney malfunctioned and at less than 5%, after being afraid that he would die, she decided to test to see if she was in fact a match as a donor. Now, luckily, They tested and she was in fact a match. Girl, she donated one of her kidneys to her boyfriend in a successful surgery. So wow. 7 months post-op, he went to a bachelor party in Vegas with some of his friends from a church group. Okay, that was random, but it was his friends from the church group. They went to Vegas for a bachelor party, and she wasn't concerned about what he might do because he has a very strong Christian faith and fidelity is a part of their moral compass. Well,
wait a minute, wait. He went to Vegas after getting his new kidney?
Yeah, 7 months. She took that kidney and went to Vegas, but he did go for a bachelor party, but it was with guys from his church group.
Yeah, they're the worst ones.
Yeah, well, it gets worse. It gets worse than that. After he came back from Vegas, he broke up with her. Yeah. What? He came back, let her know that while he was in Vegas, he had cheated. She did not forgive him. He broke up with her a few months after that. He blocked her on all social media platforms and said, if we were meant for each other, girl, he invoked the name of the Lord. He said, no, God would bring us back together.
Not God himself.
God will bring us back together in the end. Now, needless to say, this woman, who I don't think there's a question of if she loved him and cared for him, she gave him an organ out of the inside of her body. So she
Even he could go, but the kidney got to stay. Simple as that. Like, you could go where you're going. Ain't nobody else gonna get the stepping, as a matter of fact. But the kidney is coming with me. One way or another. One way or one other.
They said, come pick up your pieces, get your stuff, but leave the kidney here.
I said you could borrow it. That means we in the same house. Like, sometimes you got it, sometimes it's next to me. You know what I mean? But that's when I thought we was together. But now that I realize that it's leaving.
Listen.
No.
So she posted this up on TikTok. Obviously, millions and millions of people saw this, were taken aback, and have commented. Now, I know the answer. I know the answer, but I still got to ask you.
You're going to ask me?
Could you donate an organ to someone that was not your spouse?
No, unless I'm dead. I need my organs, yo.
So like a family member?
So what if I need that organ and I gave it to them? Like, you don't never know.
No, both of theirs are dying. You can live with one.
But what if one of mine starts dying too and I gave it to somebody else? Like,
it's like having a backup box of cereal and you're not giving nobody just in case you need some later. Like, do you think that he should have stayed with her even like if my he mother, wasn't happy?
My mother, sorry to cut you up, but I want to get back to that question. My mother or my child are the only two people that I could ever see giving an organ to. For them to live. And I understand love, and I've been in love. I ain't in love now, so maybe that's why I feel like that. But like,
well, okay, no, I'm gonna put you in a different scenario.
Okay,
if someone gave you a kidney, do you think that you would be required to stay with that person if you're not married, even though you're not happy because they gave you a kidney?
So I have a character flaw in me. No, I do. And it's like been something that I've been trying to work on my whole entire life. And it's because I'm loyal, but I'm loyal to a fault. Like, so I'll stay till the wheels fall off and everybody else is gone. I'm holding the wheel, making it roll. I'm in the wheel. Like, that's a character flaw that I have. I mean, it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a great thing to be loyal. But in this world today, it's terrible.
It's called loyal to a fault. But you know that this is not the first time something like this has happened. Comedian, you know, George Lopez.
Yes.
Well, he did the same thing.
What's wrong with him?
He divorced his wife, who gave him a kidney that saved his life.
Nah, that's it. I would have been getting his life's earnings, because if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even have no life. So
no,
I would feel obligated to stay with him. I absolutely would.
That's what I'm asking. Would you feel obligated to stay?
Absolutely. Yes, and I would stay because that person risked their life and their health to like what is he doing to me though? If I'm just not happy, I'm gonna figure out a way to be happy. But if he's like beating me and cheating on me, then me and the kidney is out. Like, you get what I'm saying? But if he's like, if it's just something like we used to be in love and then maybe I fell out, we're gonna have to figure out how to fall
back
in.
I don't want your organs. Like, keep your organs. I don't need that level of pressure. Like,
so you would leave.
Because I don't need, like, I want to take the organ. Like, I don't need you telling me you need dinner on the table right now. Like, and
now you can't use like, that over the kid, head like
ma'am,
that, though.
You are juking today because of me. Like, I don't want to talk about that.
Well, Nick Cannon, he does have some kind of body insecurities out there. And you know what? What I did like about this is usually, well, like the guys that I know, they don't open up about like body insecurities. I actually met one guy not too long ago who was very extremely open with me about things. Like he told me he got lipo done. He told me a few things. And it really shocked me because, again, I feel like guys don't really open up about this kind of stuff.
No, they don't open up. They just wear them little Spanx shirts under their outfit. They put that on. You go to hug. I'm like,
You got snatched. Nah, but anyway, Nick Cannon, he's a father of seven, we know. And he's opened up about his sex life numerous times before. Now, recently on his talk show, he had a segment. It's called Man Panel, where they open up. And he spoke about those body insecurities. And he said, I definitely have an insecurity when it comes to being intimate. I've been skinny my whole life, so therefore I've never liked to be completely naked.
Oh, it's usually that.
It's usually like I hide under the covers, and as much as I boast about being in shape, he still has to wear some type of clothes or socks in the bed.
Socks don't make nothing look bigger or camouflage nothing. All it does is keep your toes warm. Like, socks do nothing. But
I don't like if a guy wears socks, Eva, in the bed, I'm disgusted.
Why?
Because I feel like you don't trust me. Or your feet ugly. Because I also dated somebody with some disgusting ass feet. And he tricked me for the first few months because I never really looked at his feet because he always had on socks. But then when he did, they were disgusting. And it made me not want to even like him no more. Like, I didn't
Lori
even like
him. L, your list continues, sis. Feet. You don't even like women. We're not talking about a lady's foot. We're talking about
no, his feet, his toes was black.
Then you go get them done, sis.
I'm not talking about the color. I'm talking about fungus.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
But seriously, okay, so I understand being skinny, but I like skinny guys. So, like, if he was to cover up, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Oh, okay. You like skinny guys, but it's about how he feels about himself. A lot of people and men, women alike, love your old boobs. But it's about what you personally like.
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever. So, though we see this man, I saw Nick on Instagram the other day pulling a car. Like, with a chain. Like, pulling a huge car. It's about what you see when you look in the mirror. And body dysmorphia is real. And sometimes you look in the mirror and what you see and how it registers is not how other people see it. And so it's not about what others see. It's about what you see. And obviously he sees his legs little.
So you hide under the covers, but then you always got your shirt off on Instagram and stuff.
Because he's
like
working out.
So put a shirt on.
I just want to know what does he leave
shirt
on, though. Like, he said he leaves something on.
Like, and then I don't like Winnie the Pooh. You
know, I already know what you guys
like.
I hate that.
On a t-shirt with no bottom.
Like, it is so unattractive.
But no, I do love that he opened up about that. I dated somebody. Well, my ex, you know, when you fall in love, you start to gain weight a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So
yeah,
he like gained,
yeah,
he gained a good amount of weight. And like, he used to be embarrassed. Like, I feel like I got big. And I never heard no guy say, he was the first guy that ever like said anything about his body to me like that. And mm-hmm. He was just like, yeah, you know, I feel like I'm gaining weight. So.
And you take care of yourself though, when you look really good. So I think that's hard too. When you see like my husband.
Not all the time, but thank you. Like,
I've been at this. If there's one thing you did during the pandemic outside of go to work every day is you did some me time, some focus on L'Oreal time. Mm-hmm. And it shows. And even my husband, when the pandemic started, he noticed that he had a little fluff. I cooks, I fries pork chops, just whatever.
Yeah, we know you could throw down. Yeah,
so we get it in over here. So he noticed he was getting a little larger and he wanted to snatch it up for his birthday. And his working out like literally motivated me to work out. Like I felt like a bump, but like every morning he would get up, he was jump roping and throwing a ball on a wall and running and all this stuff. And
that's discipline right there.
But it motivates you to like get your stuff. So your guy who saw you self-loving yourself, taking care of yourself for yourself, it made him look in the mirror like,
Yeah, you know, make you look at yourself like when we went on that cruise and I seen your waist snatched. I was like, wait a minute now, let me put this ice cream cone down. But then I needed it for the picture.
The ice cream was so good, but it had my guts popping like I needed my lactate pill. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, what is wrong with us?
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Listen, not what's wrong with us. What's wrong with pocketing being the newest trend that we see every day? Now, have you noticed that people that you know on social media, that they have a significant other? However, you'll never see them on social media. You never see a picture.
Oh, that's because they
never seen a video. That's what pocketing is called now. So the practice of pocketing is not telling others about the person that you're seeing or maybe way more popular than you think. Mm. Now, the Today Show with Hoda and Jenna recently did a segment on this. Some people have wanted to tell the world that they have a boo. And then other times they like, don't you post a picture of me. Don't you show nobody you in my house. The self-proclaimed dating expert co-host Justin Sylvester said that, girls, if you're in a relationship and your man does not post you 9 times out of 10, the world knows you as his sister.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Not sister.
Sister wife.
Oh.
And you don't even know it. He mentions that posting your significant other on social media allows people to easily access to slide into the DMs. Would you be upset, L'Oreal, if your man did not post all that deliciousness on social media?
So weirdly enough, I'm not the social media person. Like, I'm not the one that's like, I have to be all over your page. You got to be on my page. I'd never even posted no guy for real. I mean, maybe once or twice, but then I don't be like, this is my boyfriend or whatever. Like,
one could assume.
Like,
if you ain't posting no man and you post one, come on now.
I mean, I've posted a guy that I've dated before, you know, mm-hmm. but I didn't post it in the sense of like, this is me and him. It might be a picture of me and him, but I don't make it specific that it's like, this is my man. And it might be a picture of me.
You
and
don't have
person.
To. You don't yeah. got to, L'Oreal.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So something like that. But right now I am in a stage where I'm more private because I want to be more sure. Excuse me. I want to be more sure like who I step outside with. Because I'm not really connected to, I don't want to be connected to people like that.
Okay, but say we get over that part, right? So say we're over the courting, we're over the maybe, we're over the you trying to sabotage a relationship 19 times before he tells you, I'm not going anywhere, I love you, and I'm going to be here with you all your shenanigans. Okay. So you guys get there, and you are in love.
Are we engaged?
You are in love.
I think I'm like Issa Rae in that sense, right? Private until permanent. That was her whole situation. She had a boyfriend.
She was real savvy with her. She was.
And that's what I'm saying. She never hid him per se, but she didn't want
to learn all this information though when I'm engaged. Like now I get to see who all on your page. Now people get,
I should already know all these people. Social media should be a joke. Like, I hate that social media is taken so serious sometimes because I don't, if you look at my page now, if you looked at my page before, it's a little different. But now, like, I don't like to put my family on there. I don't like to do any of that because these people are weird. And, like, I'll post my mother and then you got people in my mother's DM saying crazy stuff or mm-hmm. my nieces and my mm-hmm. sisters. So you tend to want to protect the people that you love and your family okay. and people close to you. And I'm really funny when it comes to that kind of stuff. And as my, I feel like with my sign too, it's like, I'm not really big on like PDA and stuff like that. I will kiss.
So you don't need nobody in the room to know that they should not talk to that man over there because he yours.
That's different. Everybody's going to know in the room.
How they going to know that?
I mean, because you're my boyfriend. I'm looking over like you How not would you know?
You have not told anybody that you got a man. You have not displayed having a man. You have not posted anything with this man. You are a beautiful woman that would be in any proper place to be, and most likely him. So if I try to hook my homegirl up with him, you can't get mad at me, sis.
If me and you are cool, you're going to know who I'm dating.
Okay, I'll give you that.
That's period. If we in the same room, everybody gonna know who I'm dating in the room. But wow. I think that's because I'm gonna make it, let it be known. Like the, I talk
people know
about
you that you
like
don't
that.
Even know.
That's different. That's not the.
But I'm
to,
saying
like,
if someone tried to
try
holler,
to anybody,
would
right?
they be out of line because you never claim this man? You don't show nobody. Like it's not.
But you'll be told. You get what I'm saying? One way
you
or another.
You crazy. You. Let me just say.
You're
going to
be told. And if you're not told, then that's a whole nother issue. You know what I mean? Like, if he can't respect himself enough to be like, yo, or respect me enough to be like, yo, nah, I
you just want him swatting off women all day? No.
But do you think that me posting it on social media is a don't touch him because he's L'Oreal? If anything, it'll be like,
girl, let me explain something.
That may be a marriage, but like a. People, women go after people that are in relationships more. I know women
I agree, but all I'm saying, they go after a fine man's gonna get chased no matter what. And woman for that matter too. But I went to like take the kids to a holiday thing and my husband and I drove separate because he came from his office and I came from the house. So my husband came, I got there like 20 minutes before I did. And I cannot tell you how many people when I pulled in like, oh, I think I saw your husband. He over there, he next to the red car. Your man, like, you ain't walking around in city.
Husband.
Though. Still, before he was my husband, when he was just my man, they still knew.
I don't want to walk in somewhere. Everybody like, yeah, man over there. I'd be like, why are you talking to me? Like,
because she was trying to talk to him and I had to let her know that you got a man.
Yeah, he need to let her know too. Like, it ain't just
so you with it. You would completely be in anonymous.
It's not even that. I just don't want to make it a big deal or like a deal breaker. Like, cause I don't want nobody to put that pressure on me.
Okay,
like,
I got a better one. Do you know any married people that have never posted their, and I know you know them because I know them, that they never post their significant other.
Or they got two pages and they post their significant other on the family page and not that. I've seen stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's that page private.
Yeah, and it's private. And that's trifling. Yes. I know that they're a cheater and this is that and the third, but they're also married. Like, again, I feel like once you're married, that's like your family. If we're dating and it's something like, I don't know, because then what's the limit? Month one? Like, there was a guy that was trying to talk to me and he was dope. Like, you know, we had fun together, everything. But I thought it was so weird that like, it'll be like, I'm like, all right, oh.
This is how you know we get in the dress when it slip out.
It would be stuff like, I came to his crib one time, right? And he was making something and I like might have lift a pot or something like that. Here he come with the phone, like, and I'm like, nah, like I don't need people looking like, what is L'Oreal doing with dude? Like, I don't even know if we there yet. Like, I like you, you cool.
But
like,
when you're there, though, is what I'm saying. Like, I get the courting. Like, no one needs to be posting up because y'all on a first date. Like, everybody's not playing.
When do you know? When do you know when to start posting a person?
When you decide that you guys are going to be committed to each other and you're not dating anyone else. And this is a serious thing. Like,
all right, so then you're not dating anybody else. I don't have to make an announcement for nobody to talk to you.
No, it's not about that. I'm just saying, are you proud? Like, I remember when my husband and I we waited a year and a half to ever put up anything on social media about who he specifically was. Yeah. What I would do is like his Jordans and my Jordans. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's the start. To me,
his hand in my hand, my leg in his leg. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just to like kind of put out there.
Next month, that's going to be my post in my story. It's going to be my leg and his leg.
And it's not going to be dirty toes either because I already know he's kicked off the court.
Yeah. You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Now, all you have to do is check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/the Undressing Room. And when you need to divorce or disown a family member, we're going to help you with that.
Divorce a family member like your cousin?
Yeah, sometimes you got to do that. Now, I'm going to explain to you. Millennials, okay, like us, and Gen Z are all about their peace and sanity. Now, in large numbers, they're going to therapy and getting away from toxic behavior because there's been a lot of toxicity out there. I've dealt with some of it. Or I might have been toxic to my damn self.
Press a little ding.
Now, they say blood is thicker than water, but these... It's not all the time, right? These groups leave toxic relationships, even if it's in family. So according to some state records, January is the month that the most divorces are filed. That's after the holidays and all stuff like that. That's a little weird. You think some people give it a last shot over the holidays. Is what
I was going to say that it seems like the holidays would bring love back together. But I guess if you were teetering on maybe or maybe not, you messing up in Christmas. Oh,
it'll
yeah.
make you hate somebody for real.
You are my resolution to not go into the year with you. Facts. I can see that.
I can see that. My resolution is to stay away from your ass.
Yes.
According to many family therapists, January is also when people most choose to end relationships with family members. Now, Psychology Today calls this divorcing family members. And if you're looking to make a fresh start, they recommend that you find a support system and don't share with the toxic person. That's the number one thing. And I had this mistake with a certain person. You kind of let them know you're going to cut them off and then they trying to do things to prevent it or whatever the case. You got to have a different kind of support system.
They're trying to play with your mind.
Yeah, not the person you want to cut off. Why would you go to them? Well, they're going to try to make you feel bad or whatever the case. Definitely. I don't think I'm going through this right now. And it's so funny because it's January. Anyway.
So it's supposed, right.
It's like literally on point. So you're supposed to look at this as like a new beginning and not as an ending, that you're preserving your peace and keeping a better mind for yourself and focusing on what makes the best decision.
Yes.
Now, have you ever had to divorce a family member or like put them on timeout or convince a friend that they needed to divorce a family member?
I would definitely not convince a friend to divorce a family member because that would be your ex-friend very soon. So
yeah,
you and your
true.
Mom and your aunties and stuff, do whatever y'all doing. But when it comes to me, I come from like a small family. I know some people got like a zillion brothers and cousins and sisters. No,
me.
Not me. I have no sisters. My dad has one brother. He doesn't have any kids. Like, I'm the only granddaughter on one side of my family. Only grandkids to one of my grandparents, period. So I don't come from a super duper large family. And I definitely can appreciate that all people in your life, especially family members, are not necessarily healthy for you.
Yeah.
But there is a respect that I have for those that God put into my life naturally. Now, when it comes to those people, I take them for who they are, good, bad, and indifferent. But I do not put them in spaces that they do not belong in just because they're family. That's the thing. Like, girl, I'm going to see you at auntie house. Besides from that, I'm not coming to your birthday party. I don't rotate on the stuff that y'all do because y'all do things differently than me. But I don't think I could, in clear conscience, just cut off a family member. And maybe it's COVID. Maybe it's having buried five people in one year that our family, that you really start to look at the things that you decide are like deal breakers and then you reevaluate them.
Right.
Like, you know, they were going through a hard time. She was a single mom. Like, he did just leave her. You know, and life happens. And so I don't think that I am, and call me a sucker, call me whatever, but I would hate for my family members to just write me off at my lowest, in my worst of worst. If no one else in this world cared, I would hope that my cousins cared. I would hope that my brother cared. So I can't just write my family off, even if they're not perfect, even if they're the one that stole from the family or go to jail or cost mama money or whatever. That's still your people. I'm my brother's keeper. So when you talking about loyalty, my family, good, bad, and different, on drugs, off drugs, successful, what you're doing, all of that's them. That's my family. And no, I will not be divorcing my family.
I feel like that's crazy that like you say that, and it made me think of something with me. And now this show is making me feel like it's therapy for sure.
Our show is therapy, yes.
Because like what I'm about to say, it clicked in my head of why I'm a certain kind of way. It's just how you was explaining that. So with me, my father, right, he was really weird. Like he would cut me off all the time. And a big part of the reason why he would cut me off is because like me, I always wanted to be an entertainer. I sung since I was young and I did music and I had record deals and all kind of stuff. And then eventually, what, I did reality TV too, both of us, right? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until I got on TV, actually, like all the other stuff, he didn't care about no deal, none of that. It wasn't until he seen me on TV that he finally was like, all right, let me leave her alone and let her do what she want.
Let her win.
Yeah, but before that, it was many, many years, because at that point, I was like 24 or something. So it was many, many years of him like literally disowning me, telling me I wasn't his daughter no more. And it was literally all because that's what I wanted to do. He wanted me to be a nurse, like a nurse. That was like his main thing.
That's not uncommon though, Lo. Because you got to, I mean, I'm not saying it's correct, but as a parent, there are dreams and hopes that you have for your children that you try to impress upon them forever.
But I'm like, damn, not even a doctor. He wanted me to be a nurse.
He knew that if you went to school for nursing, that you were just going to be a doctor anyway, because whatever you do it big.
Yeah, but I was just like, yo, he got these low hopes and aspirations and I'm about to take over the world. But you know, now with me, it's the funny thing moving forward, because he's no longer with us. But with me, I will write somebody off. But the sick part is, now that I'm thinking about it, I kind of treat them how he treated me. And that's, I still love them or whatever. I don't hate them. I could be around them, all mm-hmm. kind of stuff. But I just don't rock with them like that. And for whatever reasoning it is, I can't, in my mind, the best thing I can be is around them. But I can't never be cool with them again.
Like, well, see, that's not a full divorce, though. Because, like, a divorce is like, bye.
No, like, if I don't have to speak to you, like.
Your like, family, L'Oreal, it's your mama's birthday.
I didn't speak. At one point in damn time, I ain't speak to my sister for many years. And the only reason I got back speaking to her was because of my mother. Like, if it was up to me, still to this day, I wouldn't speak to
her. But see, you wasn't divorced, though. See, a divorce is the idea of a way. Like, putting someone on pause, I think, is necessary. Sometimes
now, you can divorce somebody and still got to deal with them.
Yeah, because y'all got kids.
But I don't speak to them. Yeah, because we got family in common. So I got
you. You are family. Not family in common. Y'all family.
Nah, it's almost like you're not related to me no more. Like, if
your daddy is in heaven right now looking down like, girl, I done gave you all of me.
I taught her well.
Yes, you are your daddy's baby right now.
Yeah, that's, I don't play. Like,
know what? It's a healthy space to be in, I must say, to know what your boundaries are, to set them and to not be persuaded easily, allowing people to jump over the boundaries that you have set for yourself. And so it's so healthy for men, for your friends and
you
everything.
So? Some people have told me that mean I need to grow up.
I mean, you do, but not because of that.
I don't think I do. I think that
no, you're a mature woman, please. But to know what you want and to set those boundaries, it's easy to say, but it's very difficult to do.
Yeah, and I'm not. It's very difficult to budge me. So I guess it's no good way, like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because either somebody could get over you repeatedly. I mean, get over on you repeatedly.
Yes.
Or they could run into a brick wall like me. So it's just kind of like, try not to be that bad person.
Try not to get blocked. Is that what you're saying here? Don't get yourself blocked.
Why you do the thing where you blow your thumb and you got the two fingers that come up?
Jesus.
Yeah, only person that could probably do something, and I'm not saying this because I'm giving her the pass to, is my mother. Like, my mother, I'll forgive her for certain stuff. Like, I don't even think about it.
Right.
It's like other people, they did one thing, something close to.
Yeah. You be needing some time. You definitely be needing some time.
I call it Stern. Stern.
If you didn't know, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Go ahead and check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressingroom. Now,
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's is my favorite part of the show, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
My favorite part of the show when we slide into the back door of L'Oreal's DMs. Let's get up in this Instagram, see what they're talking about this week, Lo.
Okay, well, with this one, I think I want to call the police.
Oh, no, not the authority. What they done?
I just don't know. Like, you, I feel like he offered me money for you know what. He keeps doing
it. Is he soliciting?
I think okay. So.
Let me undress it. You okay. Just read it. I'm undressing.
I read it. You understand it. So he says, I'll do whatever, sexy, and then put the money thing, right? Right. Okay. And the hard eyes and the money tongue emoji, whatever. Then he put, wow, you're sexy. What I gotta do? And then put the money thing again, right?
This is, no. Let me unpack this. Because it is our anniversary. It is the Undressing Room's birthday, which means he's been listening to your girl,
God.
He knows what it do. He knows that if you want to go eat, you got to pull up. He knows that you like to smell good. He knows that on your worst day, you still are laced in Macy's finest threads. Like, he knows what it is. So he's letting you know off the top, sis. Let me shoot my
not
shot.
The
and
money, though,
I did come with some money.
Even like that's it. Giving prostitute. Pretty, it's giving pretty woman.
I mean, he ended up with her at the end, though. I mean, that's one of my best friend's favorite movies, and they did end up together.
Well, I don't know if he's like, what's his name? What's the guy's name?
Richard Greer. What was his name in the movie?
I forgot.
I remember. I know you're talking about though.
Yeah, but it ain't like that. I'm not saying he's coming.
I mean, it wasn't a solicit like that. Come on now. I have heard some ones in there that's like, let me lick on you. You're like,
oh, yeah. You didn't let me finish. Then he ended with, suck them sexy toes.
He
wants to suck my sexy toes.
You know he wants to bring you money, have fun, and suck your toes. L'Oreal.
Yeah, that's going to make me write back to you immediately.
I don't mind.
How many people did he send this to?
Yeah. It was most likely just you, though. Who else is in there?
Weird.
Talk to him. Who else is
okay,
up in there?
Okay, so this person is actually asking for some advice.
Okay.
So, she says, I know you check your DM, so I decided to ask for some help. I've been dating this guy for a while, and the other day he told me he had an emergency.
Don't. Let me take sis seriously. Okay.
Okay. He said he had an emergency and needed to borrow $2,500, but would give it right back to me on Friday. I'm currently saving to move out of state and can't afford a risk losing my money. I like him, but I don't know about this. Please help me.
So, couple things, little sis. Do not lend what you can't afford to give, period. That's the rule of thumb. If you have been saving your money, working yourself so that you can get yourself to another place, you don't have money to loan. My brothers taught me that at a very early age. I got $100 and your friend, I have $100 and then I got a bill for $80. But my friend asked me to borrow $50. I don't have it because I got bills. You have other things. So just because I have it in my hand doesn't mean I have it to give to you. You don't
That's
have
right.
it to give to him, sis. However, when you do get to a point where you can, a lot of time those are just tests. And that's the same test to see if you would do for him what you would want him to do for you. And a lot of times women are not willing to do for a man what they expect a man to do for them, which is absolutely asinine.
I'm not going to lie. I don't like tests. Like, I don't like games. Don't try to test
me. No scantrons.
Don't try to do none of that. Because nowadays, it's so many funny, scammy people that will dead have a baby with you and then rob you dry and leave you stuck with the baby. You got, and I don't care. Yeah, I put up the boundaries we talked about. I put up the walls, this, that, and the third. But I might miss out on love a time or two, but I'm also missing out on a lot of scams and
right.
things that
the money's in your bank account.
Come on now. We got a homegirl that got her whole new brand new Range Rover stole from her from a dude she was trying to start a whole life with, house shopping and all kind of stuff. We know her very well.
Yes,
so,
we do.
You get what I'm saying? So when I think about, and I take all of that into account, and that has something to do with the way I answer questions and think. When I know several people that have been in situations, men and women, where people have act like they loved and done grimy stuff to them, I've been in a relationship for years with somebody and found out about the true them later on down the line. You know what I mean?
But see, that's the risk you take. That's why it's called falling in love,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, falling. Because Because you could bust your ass and get hurt too.
You could, or you could float. You never know, but you don't know unless you try. Yeah. And if you're waiting for the guarantee that you're not going to get hurt, then you're also never going to see that other part either. Because you got to take that risk. Like, you got to do that jump.
But somebody that's doing weird tests ain't my Prince Charming.
No, you okay, maybe not a weird test. And I say a test not because they are setting it up, but I'll give you an example. My husband was running for mayor. He was my boyfriend at the time. Not a long time boyfriend. He was my boyfriend.
And like how long is long? Like 6 months, three?
Six, okay. 8 months. Six.
Y'all together every day?
I lived in LA. I'm a single mom. We were together when I was on production here in Atlanta, but then I went back home.
Exclusive?
And we dated. Exclusive?
Yeah, I need all the stipulations before
We were exclusive, but I was also out of state. He lived here.
Okay.
He moving around in the city. I'm at home being a mom, doing my jobs on my TV shows. So
your toothbrush is in Atlanta though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
My heart is in Atlanta, but me and Marley are in LA. He's here and he's running for office here in Atlanta.
Okay.
So there came a point where there was some money needed and I had it. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to help him out. Now my friends was like, hold on, wait, what? You doing what? I gave him the money. It was a few thousand. And my friends thought it was crazy. Cut to 3-4 years later, we're planning a wedding. We got a budget. He looks up out of nowhere, realizes he had an account that he had been investing in since he was back in college. Now the interest has yielded him like $130,000 or something like that. He signed the entire thing over to me because I so easily gave to him when he needed.
Right.
And that's what I mean about the test. I don't mean like a setup test, but sometimes it's showing you what you would want done back to you. So you treat people how you would want to be treated. If I called you low and was like, look, sis, I need to borrow some money, I'm going to need you to run me that. I'm going to need you
for
you to
run me that. And it depends on the situation. I'm not saying I would never do it. But what I am saying is there are some people that literally pry
our schemers
on things like this. And that's why with me, I feel like I got to know a person before. Because look, I could start dating you and be like, oh, okay, I went to go get myself there. I picked you up something too. I'm not no greedy, stingy girl, woman.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of person. But if you see that I'm not that kind of person, and now you start trying to take a little inch or try to do a little, you get what I'm
vengeance
saying?
Vengeance like, is mine, saith the Lord. The good God is going to get them, and
true.
He's going to get a blessing to you.
You can get it back. But how, when he asked you, can I ask you a question? Did he ask you for it, or did you just know that he needed the money and you offered it?
No, he asked.
Oh, okay.
He was doing like, when you are running for office, you do this thing called call time. You be like, hi.
Yeah.
So I am running for mayor. Your contribution of X, Y, and Z would really help. You know what I mean?
And like, you never felt weird, but you had it to give also.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I started off with old girl's DM with, she don't have it to give. So my advice on some big sister stuff would be, don't give. You can't get nobody your mortgage money, sis. You can't get nobody your rent money. You can't get nobody your car note money or your student loan money. Like, you don't have it to give away. You have it to pay your bills. Now,
and
you need to loan money.
But your reasoning, too, is a little different. Like, he's running for mayor. Like, what does this dude need? Like, a new Dior, a pair of Dior sneakers?
You see, it don't matter.
I need to know. If you take my $2,500 and you go buy yourself a bag and I'm saving
to move. I just loaned somebody $5,000 a couple of days ago. They text me and said, yo, I'm hurt. Could I da-da-da-da? It was for a certain situation. I sent it. They text back like, you didn't even blink. No, but it's a lot of courage to hit me up and ask me for some money. So
true.
I know you need it. And if I needed it, you the same person I would ask for it too. So I mean,
it's totally different. But if this is, again, and that's my friend.
If you ain't got it,
don't try to give it.
Don't.
But if you are my friend and it's something like that, yes, but I don't know how new this relationship is. Like, I don't know if this is a long relationship. I don't know if it's
We
new.
Need to DM her back together. Don't you DM her by yourself. I need to click
I'm
with my little
say,
fingers.
Girl.
Yeah, like, we need to DM her back together and say, you don't have the money to give, so don't loan it. But if you do have the money to in another time in life, because it's not the time,
not
and
today.
You would like to give it, do not be afraid, because The same hands that you open to give be the same hands that you receive in. I'm telling you, God has been abundantly blessing for in my life. And it's only because I feel like I'm willing, not because I'm deserving, but I'm willing to give what I have. So he just keeps replenishing it.
Right. But don't stupidly give, because sometimes the hand that you're handing out the money in will be the hand that smack you in the face.
Let's slide into the final question to undress. Now, this question is from a listener. And L'Oreal, this one is spicy. My girls and I met a girl through a friend and we really ended up liking her. Okay. Now, it came a time to plan a group trip and we were going to Puerto Rico. My crew decided to invite the new friend, but not invite the person that we met her through.
What?
After she was extremely moody on the last trip that she was on with us. So are we wrong for not asking our friend that introduced us to come on the trip, but then inviting the new friend onto the trip?
Y'all the shady bunch over there. They shady.
The shady bunch. And also, do we need to share with our friend before the trip? How should we handle this? She will see us on social media, obviously turning up in February, so help.
Damn, so y'all gonna lie and not invite her? Y'all trifling. I wouldn't be y'all friends no more. You know what I be saying when it comes to vacations? Depending on the group of people, because there's a certain group of people that I could vacation with, and there's another group of people who don't call me, I'll call you. Now, for that group of people, please don't invite me on your vacations. Please don't. And you know who you are, because like I don't even entertain. But one time I entertained something and I ended up on the worst trip, because if people are not like-minded and they're not like lifestyle, you're going to be miserable.
Lo, we travel too much. You got friends that at home are cool as ice.
Yes.
The second y'all pack a bag and hit the Sky Lounge at the airport, and you like every they need their name friend, they nose nasal spray, and they got to get their sock and their compressions, and they like you're like,
even
man,
you like that kind of.
Listen, I do, but I already have all my stuff.
Yeah, I got all my stuff.
I got my stuff with me. So
I don't always ask it. You got a bobby pin?
Yeah,
you got
cool.
This. You got
eyeliner. It was the housewives to me. Did you bring some eyelash glue? You know, good in the hell well, I ain't got no eyelash. I don't even got eyelashes.
You got a flat iron. You got a, I'll be like, girl, what you kind of vacation with? What?
That part. What? So, like, is the girl group, like, is the crew really wrong for not inviting the very rude friend on a girl's trip? Or are they wrong for not telling the friend that they are a horrible company on girl's trips? Because that's what I would do.
You got to keep it a buck. Like, whenever I have a travel partner, like me and my homegirl, Jerry, she come everywhere with me. Like, you know, Jerry, and whatever the case, she come everywhere with me.
My girl.
When she gets on my nerves ever, I'd be like, yo, you getting on my nerves. Like, you got to be real with people.
Yeah.
Because if not, you're not going to be, and she'll do it to me too. Like, you got to, it always, you got to be open and upfront. And for real, by the time I tell her that, I start laughing and I'm not even aggravated no more. It's
that
when you hold it in and you be the whack friend. Yo, I could think of somebody at the top of my damn head. She's the worst person to vacation with, because it was always like,
I know who you talking about.
It's like around her time with, you know what I mean? Like, we all here together. When the hell did this become your vacation? You know what I mean?
I'm being hungry.
Yeah, or they want to stay in, or this is that. And I understand sometimes you get a little tipsy and we end up falling asleep. Maybe we don't make it to the club. That we all have been there.
Yeah,
but don't be the party pooper and then try to lead what we doing from here and there. But then now you ruin everything. Like, people like that are bad too. So you got to just be upfront about and know who you're good traveling with.
Yes.
But they should have spoke to their, if this your friend, you speak to your friend and be like, yo, you're a damn torture.
That's what I would have told her. I would have came back from whatever the last trip was before.
No,
we even
I would have told her in line at the passport.
As soon as she kept doing whatever, unless it was her birthday, I would have waited till we got home and been like, yo, I'll never go on a birthday trip with you again, sis, ever. But say something at home. As soon as you get home, be like, look, you were a terror to travel
terrorist.
With. Like,
no.
At Houston's at home, we good. I'm not going out with you no more. You're super difficult. You never remember. And just say it so that when you plan your next trip, she already knows she's not getting an invitation. Or if she did, she changes her behavior.
Yeah, she get her own attitude checked. And she get her own room. You can't share no room. You know, sometimes people like to share the room. You can't share no room, sis, because you can't get along with nobody.
Let's unpack what it would be if I just like snatched Jerry and took her somewhere. And you was like, huh? Is that Jerry in your stories? Y'all just on a trip? And you didn't, like, how would you feel if I took your friend and didn't invite you? You have a problem. You would have a problem.
A problem. That's weird though. It would be bad if I was not invited. But if I was
You're not invited.
No, if I'm not invited, that's an issue. I'd be like, wow, I'm not invited.
No, that's a scenario. Me and Jerry going, you not going.
I'll be like, I'm not invited. But I'm not a terror, so then this will be a real problem. Eva, why you don't want to invite me?
Please, that is absolutely. I just wanted to sit it in your backyard. I want you to see, like, if you were the friend, not what. Because if you weren't invited, you just not went to it. Well, I'm not a terror. I'm not difficult to deal with. You know what I'm saying? I bring my own money.
She's gonna think all of that in her mind.
To say something to your friend, sis, because the self inventory, like you talked about, you're not gonna take it if you don't know there's a problem. Yeah. You know. You're not checking under the hood of your car unless you got a signal to say check under the car.
But what you think? So you think she'll be mad at them to the point where
she's done
talking to them?
I'm mad at them. Not only did you not invite me on a trip, but you took my friend and y'all didn't even tell me.
Yeah, like, why y'all bring the friend?
Because she cool.
Nah, be cool with her at the like you said, where they went to eat, Houston.
Go to Houston's, honey, over a Hawaiian ribeye. You get it in there.
Yeah, you can't be cooler with my friend than you are with me and you're my friend.
It happens, though, Lo.
Jerry was someone else's friend.
Listen, my best friend, Shanika, was someone else's friend, but she's mine now.
Oh, man. Damn.
It happens like that.
I stole a friend. Damn.
So I did steal a friend. However, there is something coming up. Soon where all the friends would be invited and I made it a point to be like, yo, you have to invite this person. And she was like, I already did. Because she already knows, like, our friendship means too much. And there is nothing we want to do to fracture that by adding, like, we would rather have somebody we halfway like, and mind you, we love her. But we would have somebody halfway before we mess up our friendship.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, invite sis. And she's like, I already invited her. And we're getting to a way better space. But it's like that sometimes.
I'm not the group traveler. Don't invite me to the group trips. Like, that's how I, like...
You got Tig Old Bitty, so you don't really have to go with people because you come with your own company.
I don't want to eat what y'all want to eat. Like, let me go to Nobu, where I would love to eat. And I want to
go to Nobu.
But I don't like people complaining. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you the biggest complainer. When we were in Miami, please.
It can't be two complainers.
Please.
What the hell?
We're drinking $80 drinks, and she's like, drink it up. Scarf it down. We're going to Prime. Listen, lady.
we did go to Prime and we had a great time.
We was drunk. We were
I like group dinners, not group vacations.
No, like, we were solo dinners. You had a friend, I had a friend, and then we both had Angie Ann. So it was
we had a good time.
It was good.
Hey, how you steal Angie from me?
That's my
are y'all going on vacation?
I wouldn't go without you. I'm gonna call and give you the flight info. I'm just playing.
Talking to y'all no more.
Now that was a final question. If you would like for us to undress your final question, be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast and DM us for your chance to be featured.
That's right. You're listening to The Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And we had a great time as always. Happy anniversary, Eva.
Happy anniversary.
Hey.
It's our anniversary. This has been one of the best 1 year relationship I have ever had.
Yes.
You're a match made in heaven.
I only cried absolutely. Once.
You did. and y'all cry ain't even real cry. You can cry like a thug, like, oh, no, pimp cry real fast. You know, thugs cry. Moving on. Thugs cry a little bit, just a little bit. No, I'm just delighted to be here. I'm super duper excited for the success of our show. All our listeners that listen to us every week, L'Oreal, keep bringing the thunder. Keep bringing what you're doing. You know, I don't know half of what's going on, but I'm just here for posterity.
You know everything that's going on.
I don't know Aubrey Fletcher from Auburn Lennox to...
Well, maybe just one mess up, but everything else, you're way privy to... I love doing this show with you, Eva. Shout out to all our listeners and everybody that's been rocking with us for the past year. Or if you're new to the show and you just started listening, we love you too, because we'll be with you for another year or 10 or whatever the case.
And we would be remiss if we made it seem like we just click this thing on and make it happen ourselves. Shout out to the one and only Kobe Cole.
Yes.
Our execs, Lexi, who makes sure we keep everything tight. Dunkus, our team is small, but we mighty. And we are here.
I know that's, and they hear us roar. Okay. And of course, we got to shout out Macy's, because none of this would be possible without them. So big shout out to Macy's. And there, we got a few more people behind the scenes, but I don't want to leave
anybody
out.
We do got some more people behind the scenes, but more importantly, we have a personal Macy's shopping page.
Yes.
We have been getting threaded for the entire year. We have amazing fashions. They hit every season, winter, spring, summer, fall. You can see what L'Oreal and I rocked for the entire year. And we're going to keep uploading so you can see, grab you some pieces. Get them sales, and thank you, Macy's.
Yeah, get you some gifts for Side Dude Day.
Yeah, forget it's called Galentine's Day.
Galentine.
It's really Side Dude Day, y'all.
Side Dude Day.
Give them some good old cologne.
All right, y'all.
Love you.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Kolb Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani. Michelle Marino and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.